The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them." The Gospel of the Lord. It's so good to get that second to last line out there. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire, and then to get a great praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, right? He means business, and it's good that that we can affirm that very sentiment, because this is serious stuff, right? Yesterday, what did we have? The narrow gate. What does it mean, to have the narrow gate, except that you have to enter with intention, right? So the city of Jerusalem with which this crowd, Jesus' disciples, would have been familiar with, had narrow gates and wide gates and big crowds, right, always moving through the city, and how difficult it would have been to go through a narrow gate when really the whole crowd is going to be moving towards the wide gate, so that everyone just moves freely through the city. So there's intention, there's purpose. And then here he's warning, I think, of, say, prophets coming along, people who claim to speak for Israel's God, coming along and saying basically the opposite, to say, you know what, it doesn't really matter. You know, go whichever way. You don't have to be that focused on Jesus. Just kind of go with the flow. We'll all get there in the end anyway, right? I mean, the heresy is universalism. It's the idea that we're all going to end up in the same place. We're all going to end up in heaven anyway. So none of this really matters. And if none of this really matters, I certainly won't preach every day. What's the point of that? I mean, you probably won't show up here every day. Why would you, if none of it matters? And that's just scratching the surface. This does matter. And ultimately, the only thing that matters is following Jesus. Speaking to Leon just this morning helped me solidify some of where I am in my own, not only my own discipleship with Jesus, following Jesus, but in my attempt to make disciples, and actually to make disciple makers. That's what you're all called to be, by the way. You're all called to go and make disciples. I'm just going to throw it out there. Let me pull it back in. The two questions of significance are, one, what is God revealing to me? Two, what am I doing about it? And here we have the same. Here, what is Jesus revealing to me when I encounter him in the scriptures? Two, how am I obeying him? How am I following him? How am I submitting my entire life to him? What am I doing about it? Okay. Now, let me just give you a warning, because I realize as I read this passage, there are a lot of false prophets out there now. And those tend to be people who say like things like, it doesn't matter. You know, what's the fuss about this or that? And we do know them by their fruits. So are people being nourished by them in holiness, sanctification, true joy and peace, peacemaking? Are the people who follow anybody, look, there are competing voices out there. If you need me to explain it, I'll do it kind of off mic. But, and I'm not talking about the Holy Father here, okay? So let's clear that one up. But there are people out there who claim to be representing the Holy Father. And there are people out there who then are voices competing against those representatives. So it's confusing, right? Just turn the TV off and pray, okay? It's much better for you. But there are people out there who are claiming, you know, this is the new way. This is the new way to go about things, and we ought to be nicer. And of course, in their wake lies a whole kind of mass of people who don't experience that niceness, who don't understand, right? There's confusion around them. And if you don't fall in line with what they're proposing, then you're going to get crushed, right? So it's not, by their fruits we will know them. And I think in the end, what we want to be is people who bear, we're not just people who bear fruit, like I said, we're supposed to be disciple makers, which means that we go out and cultivate fruit in the lives of others. But we have to be sure that we're bearing fruit ourselves. And here, God judges us, and we have some sense of what that judgment is when we can bear fruit or not for his kingdom. And that fruit is marked in our lives by the growing up of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and the rest. Yeah, that fruit of the Holy Spirit is just that sign that we're living a Spirit-led life, Jesus' Spirit-led life. So we are following Jesus when in our lives we bear that fruit, so that we then won't be false prophets of this age, but true prophets giving glory to God and making disciples for Jesus.